With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by Rachel Kakmarinski, our McKay Group Radio key player of the game on homecoming following an unofficial 20-point, 21-rebound performance against Oskaloosa in a big victory here on Eagle Lane to get back into the win column. Rachel, just starting off, it was kind of an interesting game. Didn't necessarily get off to the right start for the Eagles. It was just kind of back and forth for a little while. Third quarter, you guys were able to pull away. What was kind of the difference between the first and the second half that allowed you guys to kind of go on that run and take control?
Yeah, I think one thing that we do very well is we follow our scouting report. And so we kind of had to go in at halftime, and we definitely had to make adjustments. We talked and we said, okay, well, they're hitting these threes, so we need to close out. So we came out with that mentality, and we just have such good athletes that we were able to make those adjustments. I think that just our resilience really helped in those moments when we could have kind of just lowered ourselves, so to speak, but instead we kind of played up to our standards.
And looking at this contest too, I mean, this was kind of unique too, right? Not very often do you have all the festivities before the game, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously, a lot of you guys are participating in that stuff. And, you know, you have a lot of fun. And then there's a little bit of that downtime in between where, you know, there's some games in between. There's some time to go out and maybe get something to eat or something, or just kind of talk through the game as well. Talk us through kind of that mentality of that little layoff there between the excitement of the homecoming festivities and getting ramped back up for the game, and, you know, how you kind of overcome, you know, the potential for that lull in between.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I actually went home, and I completely missed film at 4 o'clock, so I had a bit longer of a layoff. But I would say I think that those things, like the games, the energy that we had throughout the day really carried into our performance tonight, because you could tell pregame that our energy was different. There was a joy we were playing with. There was kind of a swagger almost. There was a confidence. You know, we had the nice vintage pants to wear. And I just think that we had that energy. We had that confidence. And we had that drive to win. And I do think it took us a little bit to kind of focus up. But once we did, we just played amazing.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned your performance here tonight. And, you know, obviously it was a really solid performance, but a lot of really strong efforts across the board too. Addie Van Arendonk, 13 points. Bryn Runner, who, mm-hmm. you know, this season her role's been kind of more on the defensive end. She contributed 6. Jessica kind of got going in the second half for 6. You know, this team's starting to kind of get healthy at the right time as well. You know, how big of a factor has that played in helping you in just kind of getting your game to that next level here late in the season?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's just amazing. They're all so talented. You know, Addie used her big feet and just got so many offensive rebounds and got so many. I mean, she had some amazing post moves there. I was so impressed. And then Bryn is just one of the best defenders I've ever seen. She's so long and she anticipates so well. And Jess is obviously amazing with her shooting and her point guard abilities. So them, like, playing into their roles just really allows me to play to my strengths, so I'm able to do the things I feel comfortable with and I can trust them in the other things.
And again, we're talking to Rachel Kakmarinski, the Pelley Christian girls basketball team, following their homecoming win 58-37 over Oskaloosa on Thursday night. Let's looking at that, at this matchup too, the nice thing is we talked about team starting to get healthy a little mm-hmm. bit, right, as
yeah.
well. I mean, you know, it feels like every week it's something new that just kind of piles up in this team, and it can be that can be demoralizing, right, as a group
for sure.
When everyone's getting, you know, a nick here and they're unable to play in a game, but you're starting to kind of get girls back and get healthy at kind of the right time here with some chances to get ready for postseason play. How big of a morale boost has that been for the girls who've, you know, been playing through the midst of those injuries and just having those girls come back into the lineup?
Yeah, I mean, it's just been so hard to, like, see my teammates and my friends kind of get hurt or get sick and not be able to play with them. And then, you know, like we kind of talked about a little bit earlier, we kind of had to go into different roles as a team that maybe not everyone was used to. And so I think as a team, we now have a little bit more confidence because with the athletes that we now have back, we can kind of go more into what our roles are and what we're comfortable in, and we don't have to kind of try out those new roles that we had to play when everyone was injured.
All right. Now I'm going to ask you real quick before we talk real in depth about it, did you know what was going to happen at halftime of the boys' game before you arrived tonight?
Yes.
You
yes,
did.
I did.
Okay.
We got an email a couple weeks ago about it, and then we got an email, I think, yesterday.
Okay, I just had to make sure, because I just wanted to know if there was any correlation between the play on the court, because 20 points, 21 rebounds is a really impressive night, and I find it just kind of ironic that that you put up an unofficial 20-20 game on the night they unveiled the state championship banner for the girls' track and field team. So I'm just curious if that was, you know, something that you unintentionally planned or kind of intentionally planned to put together a performance like that on this type of night.
I mean, I'd love to score 20 points every night, but I definitely think that the energy and the anticipation helped my performance tonight. You know, we had such a great crowd, such great fans, so I think that energy definitely helped my performance. And then also, now there's a sign up there that kind of tells me every day, yeah, you can do really great things, and you're a great athlete. So I think it did help, and obviously all my amazing friends are here to support me, so...
That's awesome, Rachel. Appreciate the time as always. Congratulations on the win. Congrats on a great performance. Congrats on getting that banner hung up. It's been a long time in the making, and I made sure to have my state track and field shirt to represent.
Oh, I love it. It looks so good. I did notice that.
I would say I had to represent because we talked about it a couple weeks ago, and the banner goes up. I'm like,
we did.
It's too perfect of an opportunity. But,
yeah.
Again, appreciate the time, and
yeah,
congrats
thank
on
you.
Everything tonight. That was Rachel Kagmarinski of the Pendlet Christian Girls basketball team here on 92.1 KRLS following a 58-37 win over Oskaloosa. We're going to take a short timeout, and we'll have Joe Steinkamp right after this on KRLS and the Pendlet Christian YouTube channel.